like me. To be here tonight. Can you hear me okay? Am I coming in good? Good. First of all, I want to thank you, Brother Don, Brother Jesse, Brother Nate, Brother Peter Snow, Sister Laura, for coming like you have every time gathered. And Brother Derek, of course, coming in, filling in. We just appreciate all your service to the Lord. It's been a real blessing for all of us, and I just want to speak on behalf of everybody. So thank you so much. And tonight, Brother Derek, thank you for leading songs. And my beloved wife, thank you for playing tonight. Appreciate that. You can be dismissed. I don't think we're going to sing anymore. I think we're good. I don't think they want to hear me sing. So I'm so thankful the Lord said make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and not a tuneful one. Many of us would probably have to be quiet, you know. But the Lord makes room for us all, and I'm grateful for that. Amen. The Lord is good. I'm thankful, so thankful to the Lord. I know while we are here, and before I ask you to stand for the reading of the Word, I like to do that. And not to break with custom, but I just want to say a few words, if I may. While we shelter in place and the world is trying to grapple with what is coming upon us, because people have rejected God, right? Wisdom has fled from them. I heard one comment that if whether we're trying to kill wasps in the backyard with a bazooka, you know. This is causing many to wonder if the cure is worse than a disease, right? Amen. And because of this, many are fearful. I was talking to one customer. I said, you ever get out and walk around a little bit? Everybody's trying to look at some bright side, something to look at, something to praise the Lord about. He said, oh no. My wife is so fearful even to step outside the door. Can you imagine that? Why is that? Fearfulness has struck them. Everywhere struck them. Luke 21:26 says, men's hearts failing them for fear and look upon after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven are shaken. You can see all the governments of this earth, everything is shaken. And we can see there's not a sound one amongst them. Now millions have lost their jobs. Suicide rate has gone up. A lot of people with mental problems are anguishing. It's on the increase. You know, they're suffering from that isolation that is upon them. And really, when it's darkest outside, it actually gives us an opportunity to let our light shine. Amen? Amen? So these are fearful times, and sheltering at home won't save us from what is coming upon the earth at all. There's one place that I want to shelter in, and that's in the arms of God. Amen. Psalm 61:2 says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Psalm 61:3 says, "For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." Psalm 27:5 says, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." And this is the very scripture, right, that Brother Branham used for the token message, and how fitting. That is our shelter. Amen. And I know here in America, this is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, right? This has always been an ideal that has been espoused to ever since the founding of our country. But now people are choosing security and safety rather than freedom. The freedom to serve God. The freedom to follow after His dictates. You know? And it's just amazing. There are many things done in this country right now, contrary to the Constitution, in the name of common good. This is not the first time this has been done. Any of you familiar with World War II and its history, right here in America, a lot of the Japanese citizens were rounded up. Are you aware of that? Japanese citizens? Brother Don's nodding his head. They were taken and put in internment camps. These are large areas surrounded with fences, with barbed wire, concertina wire, and with machine gun toting guards. This is what was done to citizens of the United States. And it was done for the common good. Why was that? There might be Japanese spies in their midst. See? No great public outcry. See? At least not loud enough to make a difference. The point is, each generation has its testings. We haven't been tested like some generations have been tested. I don't doubt at all, but there's great testings ahead. But you look to the challenges. Anything from World War I, World War II, the flu pandemic, crumbling economies, even in the late 1800s, there's more than once that they've had a bank panic. The Great Depression, the Dust Bowl days. We're talking about tough times for people, that people have gone through and what they've endured. The point is we can't ever, like to Brother Derek's point when he is up here, you can't ever get to a point and sit back on your laurels and be at ease. We have to always, always, always see that we put our anchor in the Lord. Always trusting in the Lord. That is the only place where the Lord wants us to put our trust. It isn't ever supposed to be in anything. Ever. Then we can say with confidence, we'll not fear what men can do. Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear what man can do unto me." Psalm 56:4 says, "In God I will praise His word. In the Lord I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." So that's what I just want to encourage everybody with. For starters, the Lord is in control. He's always in control. Amen. And if you would, please grab your Bibles. And if you wouldn't mind standing with me, we're going to turn to Jude. Hopefully I have words of encouragement, words of exhortation, things to help us by a number of quotes of the prophet. Amen. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are indeed so thankful to be gathered in your name. I know we're a small group here, but Lord, everybody virtually gathering together, we know you said wherever two or three are gathered together, in my name there you would be in our midst, Father. And this is, I believe, a little precursor of what the prophet would warn us about, that eventually they're going to put a padlock on the church and they're not even going to permit us. And no doubt it'll be for the common good, so that we won't be able to gather in your name and to hear your word being preached. At that time, Lord, Brother Branham said, you know, what we see amateur right now, we'll see in perfection, in a great, that third pole, Lord, being put on display. Right now, we have the fivefold ministry until everyone, till we come to that place of maturity, till we come to complete that service that we call ministry, Lord, the ministering to your body. We see the brother come down the road, the sister. So, oh my, now we're going to have fellowship. Then we're going to see your power. But Lord, your prophet exhorted us that now is the time of salvation. Now we need to believe you in every aspect of your word. Lord, we pray sincerely, Lord, that you would take from us all manner of unbelief. Strip from us, Lord, anything of ourselves, Father. We pray, Lord, every sin is under the blood of Jesus Christ, that we can stand before you boldly. We pray that you move the being aside, both speaker and hearer. We pray, Lord, that you could speak through us. Speak to us, Lord, thy word, and break to us the bread of life, Father, we pray. Our eyes are on you now, Lord. We ask all of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And certainly our hearts and minds and thoughts are with Brother Steve and Sister Diane. I didn't see them online. I'm sure it's quite an hour that they live in. This time is very hard. And yet I wonder, too, if it isn't that that Brother Steve is just sitting there on the portal of glory right now. And what a tremendous thing. There is such a reality there in that portal of glory. If he could communicate with us, he would say, "Saints, you would not believe how wonderful it is. Stay the course. Be bold in your testimony. Don't shirk back. God is right there ready. The Lord Jesus is right here. And he's here with us now." And that's the thing. That dimension where Jesus Christ is right now is more real than this dimension. Amen. 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 So I think one of the things is coming to a maturity, and we got to shake off the lackadaisicalness that is always upon us. It seems like every day we get up in the morning, we got to shake that lackadaisicalness off of us. There is a tendency of wanting to go to sleep. There's a tendency to you know, just kind of lay back and just let things happen, as it were. I believe the Lord wants us to step in our place and our position in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I think and I pray with all my heart that the word, and I believe that, I believe I'm talking to believers tonight. I believe that. I believe that you believe that there was a message that was delivered in this day. And this message had a purpose. And that purpose was this, was to demonstrate that Jesus Christ is with us. To demonstrate that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. and that His word is true. Amen? So I pray tonight, I don't have this in one of the quotes, but in one place Brother Branham makes a statement. He says, Lord, give us real eyes that we may realize the truth of Your word. Amen? That Your word is true. It is not something that is empty. It will absolutely accomplish. It won't return to Him void, right? But it'll accomplish in the thing where He sent it. It'll accomplish in the thing that He promised, and it'll prosper in the thing wherein He sent it. Amen? Brother Branham makes a statement. He says, Now friends, this is the deity of Christ in 49. He says, I know that to be the truth. I know people don't realize who You are. Every person in here can live above sin. Yeah. Can live without sin. Live in God. You'll make mistakes, but the blood of Christ will forgive you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Is that right? Now, living above sin is not talking about your flesh. And that's the thing to ever realize. It's never about your flesh. Your flesh is born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Amen. Come into this world speaking lies. Your flesh cannot and will not inherit eternal life, right? What He's talking about is that perfect one, that our gaze is upon that one who has died for us. He shed His blood for us. He is the one that is perfected. When He died, He was split in two. The man went up, sit on the right side of God, right hand of God, and the Spirit was sent back down onto the church. Amen? Amen. So, is everything all right? I'm okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Amen. The same. So here, just going on with what Brother Branham was saying here. He says, in the same thing as it is today, there is not many people that love the Lord and don't realize. You could tell them about it, and yet they can't recognize that He's alive forevermore tonight, that He is here in His church tonight, that He is in the midst of us, and will be till He comes in His physical corporal body. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I know that there are so many distractions right now in this ether right around us. There are so many waves that come at us via the internet and the radio, the different things and the electronic forms. We can't even walk around hardly with things in our ears. You know, we can't even listen to that still small voice because of those things that are in our ears. And that's all right. Okay? I don't want to say that you can't listen to a sermon or walk. That's all fine and good. But it's like we can't even be alone with the quietness and just commune with our own hearts. You know? As the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. So many things that vie for our attention. But I believe that there's coming a time. I believe it may even be upon us tonight that it's going to be more than life to us. We're going to have such a fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That all these things, these distractions will be laid aside. And that communion with the Lord is going to be so real. Amen? Amen. In a sense, richer than we've ever experienced before. So we need to realize what it is that the Lord has done for us, and we need to begin to internalize it. Rehearse these things that we know to be the truth. Thy word have I hid in my heart. I am now a temple of the living God. I'm a member of His body. I'm not even reading you the scriptures, but every one of these are scriptural. Kids, if you can write this down, look up the scriptures for these. They'll give you something you can do and to internalize on them. You are a member of His body. You've been washed by His blood. You are now sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are a seed of God. See, there is your victory, because the Lord is collecting all that is. And if God be for us, who can be against us? You are ordained to bring forth. Why? Because His seed is in you. You do not sin because His seed remaineth in you, it says there in 1 John. You do not sin, okay? You're not looking to your flesh, because flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom. Jesus is the royal seed, and we are joint heirs with Him. And you are ordained to bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. You're not here to sit and be a dry stick. Jesus said, if you abide in Me and I in you, He says, apart from Me, you can do nothing any more than a branch. Unless he abides in the vine, he cannot bear forth fruit. But you must abide in that vine that you bring forth much fruit. And it is the Father's will that you bring forth much fruit and that your fruit should remain. Amen? Another thing, that the generations before us could not inherit the promises. Not all the promises that are right here. As Jesus Christ has fulfilled the Old Testament, the bride of Jesus Christ is set to fulfill the New Testament. She is Him. Amen? Because why is that? Because He lives in her. He expresses Himself through her. We are the expression of Jesus Christ to the world. We are a multi-membered body of Jesus Christ with this purpose. And that purpose is to express Him. Amen? Amen? I know sometimes it gets weary. And so many of things that you've heard, you've been hearing for years. But saints, this is a test too. This also is a test. The Lord is mindful of all of this, and He knows about all of this, and He knew of all of this. It says in Ephesians 6:10, He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, wickedness is just all around us and constantly. You see, there's a battle going on. It's a spiritual battle. A lot of times we can't see it with our eyes because we are in this physical dimension, but there's a spiritual dimension, and that spiritual dimension is more real than what this dimension is. And everything that we see with our eyes is controlled by that which is invisible. And so what spirit then is controlling? Is it the spirit of the living God, or is it a demon or a devil? Amen? So we find ourselves, and then the closer you get with God, and the more you get up to the front line, the more you find you're in that battle. And Satan, more he has his heavies trained upon you. But take heart. The great captain goes before us. Amen. We are ordained to overcome every strife, every wall, every obstacle. Amen. The Lord, our captain, goes before us. He said, for Ephesians 6:13, he says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That's this day. And having done all, to stand. And sometimes that's all you can do. Sometimes, you know, you don't feel like there's enough strength in you to do one more thing. The Bible exhorts us to stand. Stand. Amen. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation. See, you're saved. Your salvation is sure. Have no fear. Amen. It's going to protect you over all things. And praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. See, that's our greatest weapon, is prayer. We must not neglect that. Please. It means more than you realize. I pray sometimes that if the Lord could just peel back that dimension, and that we can really see the effectualness that happens when we get down on our knees and pray. The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen? And that man could be a sister. You know what I'm saying? Man is kind of a broad term. The effectual, fervent prayer of a saint availeth much. Brother Branham said, when the weakest one of us gets down on our knees, Satan trembles. Amen? So praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's keep lifting one another up. Amen? Keep lifting one another up. Hebrews 12:3. I'm going to turn to that. You may too if you want. Can do that. Hebrews 12:3 says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself." What does that mean? Contradiction of sinners. It's people were shouting at him. They were yelling at him. You know, crucify him. He was there expressing the very love of God. He was the righteousness of God on display right there before him. He came for the purpose to proclaim the kingdom of God. And everywhere he went, and especially there on the cross, they were crying out for his blood. Crucify him. Oh, there he is. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. Can you imagine? They're just throwing that in his face. So consider that. Consider what he himself endured. He says, lest you be wearied and faint in your own minds. You see, this is par for the course. That is what it's telling us. We're here to be tested, regardless of what you see. Don't look with your natural eye. Look with the spiritual eye. You've got to see things even as Abraham did. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. He wasn't, even though he was incredibly blessed in the natural, he was a mighty man in the land. But he didn't look to his riches. He didn't look to the multitude of his camels or the amount of slaves that he had. He knew that he was just passing through the land. He was a pilgrim. He knew that he was only there because there was another place that he was yearning for, and that was a city whose builder and maker is God. And so let's not look at the natural things. Don't let the natural things weary us. We've got something that is more real than anything that we have in this life. Amen? And nothing in this world satisfies. If we've learned anything about here in America, about stuff, I don't care if you get the stuff the day after you get it, you find that none of that even satisfies. Don't ever make stuff your goal or your desire. Amen? Amen. You find out too, sometimes the more you get rid of things, the more it frees you up. Amen. To really bask in the thing that is essential, and that is the love of God. That is His Word, that you know that He wants to have commune with you. He wants to have fellowship with us. He wants to speak. Brother Branham, you know, talked about the bridegroom, how He wants to speak His secrets to His bride. And tell her what she means to him and what position that she holds. Amen. In the kingdom. It's a great thing. Hebrews 10:38. Turn to that. Now the just shall live by faith. And that's a tremendous thing. Faith. That's the thing, that's the one revealed truth that Martin Luther could really shine and reflect in his life, because that was the truth that was getting reinserted into the church that enabled the church to withstand the Catholic Church. Amen? That Protestant blade was starting to come out of the ground with that truth that the just shall live by faith. Faith is such an integral part. He says, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. No, of course not. The Lord delights in his saints. And we glorify him when we take him at his word and we stand on his word, regardless of what goes on in this world, what we see, what we smell, what we hear, taste, any one of our senses can tell us, even what our own intellectuals say, any one of those senses, any one of those areas, if we take his word above all of that, see, that's where it pleases the Father. Amen? Amen. We glorify. He glorified in his saints. Galatians 6:7, if you want to turn there. This is a common phrase. Okay. Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he reap. That is one of the areas of one of the principles of God's law, and that's very, very true. Amen. And I'm just thinking of something that Brother Derek shared on about that here many moons ago. I thought was really excellent. But God is not mocked. Whatever we sow, we shall reap. Okay, if we reap in the... Well, let's keep reading here. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen? And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Let's continue. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The Bible is exhorting us to sow, to stand fast, not to be weary, but to be resolute, knowing that that seed that you've planted there, God is going to water it, that that seed is ordained to bring forth, and you will reap if we faint not. And verse 10 exhorts us, as many as therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You can see our calling, brethren. We're not to live to ourselves, we're to live for others. Everybody, men everywhere, see, let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify the Father, right? And especially to them of the household of faith. I was just, some time ago, you know, I love history. One of the things that I just see God's hand in all of it, and I just love to trace His hand through history, and to see how that in every event of the world, the Lord was bringing to pass His will. You know, even during World War II, wherever the Nazis went, they had one purpose. And that was to hunt out the Jews. Even if they didn't overtake the people or the land right there, they went in there, the first thing they did is they sought out the Jews. They're just like radar. In every country all around them, they sought out the Jews. Why was that? Because the Lord Brother Branham said that was the tender hand of Jehovah. What was the purpose? That was to return them back. The time was ripe. Don't be settled there in Europe, in your lifestyle, in your business, in your bank, and so forth. The time is to go back home. The time is to return. I have scattered them forth throughout the nations, and I will gather them again. And that was the Lord, His gathering of the Jews. You think that's awful mean and that's awful cruel. We don't always understand the love of God. God has got a great purpose. We oftentimes fear death. Jesus told us not to fear death. Don't fear Him who can kill the body. But fear Him, rather, who is not able to only kill the body, but throw it into hell. I can't tell you that death is fun, but I can tell you this, it's nothing to fear. Brother Branham says, what is death? It's just something to hook to your wagon and pull you on into the presence of God. See, that's what you look to. Amen? Amen. That's what you look to. So, we are given exceedingly great and precious promises, and they have had for the ages. Brother Branham was reading. He said, now notice in the 29th verse, speaking of the Old Testament, he said, I will drive them out, talking about Joshua, right, speaking to Moses, and talking about as they're going to go ahead and inherit the land here. He says, I will not drive them out all in 1 year unless the beasts of the field multiply against you and come against you. But little by little, I will drive them out just as you are able to possess the land. You see, the Lord was in their possession. And He had it for them to inherit the land, to possess it, but to do it little by little. The Lord promised that He won't give us things that we're not able to bear. He says, there is no temptation common to you, but such as common amongst other saints, amongst men, right? But with that temptation, He'll make a way of escape. Amen? He'll make a way of escape. And He, through that, see, He's giving us grace to inherit every blessing. He says, accept it now, no matter how you feel. This is Brother Branham. Don't wait till prayer starts. Accept it now. If you can't move your foot, but you find out you can move your toe, that's all you need right now. Amen? He says, little by little, I'll drive every enemy away, every unbelief. Before the meeting's over, you can be shouting and running up and down the floor. Just as you're able to accept it, that's how I'll drive it out, and I'll send my angel before you to keep you in the way. Oh, I tell you, Christians, you don't realize the privilege that we have right now. See? Amen. God's great things that He's doing for us. I'm just going to skip ahead here. The Lord is gracious to us. Amen? He says, I'm the Lord who forgiveth all thine iniquity and healeth all thy diseases. It's all mine. The divine healing looks up a little high. It's my variety store because it's right there. And it's our variety store. Amen. That's the Angel of the Covenant, 54. Amen. Here's another quote. Brother Branham says, the biggest fault that I find with any of the churches, and especially the real churches that's born again, that they don't know who they are. See, we need to push back the spiritual amnesia. We need to have our eyes open. See, you don't realize what privilege that God has given you. You're looking for something way off in some kind of a millennium, but that's one the devil has pulled over you. Now are we are the sons of God. Not we will be, we are now. And every redemptive blessing that Jesus Christ died for is our personal property right now. Everything that He died for. Not we will be, we are now. 15th paragraph, I'm reading in Jehovah Jireh, preaching 57. He says, And let's watch Abraham and see what a promise God gave Abraham. And God gave Abraham the promise and made the covenant with him unconditionally, not if you'll do this. He had nothing to do with it. God says, I've already saved him, and it'll come to me in old age. That settles it. Amen. Abraham, a type, right? The type of the believer today, regardless of how long that promise is, it'll still come. Amen? Okay. Amen. Amen. This is a quote. 54, again, have faith in God. Brother Branham makes the statement. He said, and the word of God was in him, and whatever he said, it had to come to pass because it was God speaking out of man. Okay? And everything that God was, God emptied his entire being into Jesus Christ. And everything Christ was, he emptied into the church. And that's the matter with the Pentecostal church tonight, the full gospel people. They just don't realize who they are. They don't realize the power that's right in this building tonight, but it's harnessed down by unbelief. That's the only thing. If God could ever get an avenue to work through you, it would be marvelous what he could do. Lord help us. But it's harnessed. You won't let loose. You keep it with unbelief. Lord help us. Amen. Lord help us. God's word is true. Amen. And I believe with all my heart that the Lord wants to prove through us that his word is true. The miracle was that how God had his believing child tucked away in the ark of safety. All the time the thunder was going on, the rain was falling, Noah was resting in the ark of God, predestinated, foreordained to walk into that ark. When the plagues was falling, Noah was at rest in safety. Who had been laughed at had been entered into his rest. Amen. Those who they laugh and make fun of today, because you desire to live a full surrendered life to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Is that your desire? Amen. I know it's my desire. They don't realize that you're tucked away under his everlasting arms. Don't realize that you're resting just as safely as you can be in omnipotence. And nothing can harm you. Amen? The junction of time. 56. You're afraid. This is in Abraham. This is 1256, Abraham. You don't realize that you're sons and daughters of God, and now not will be. We are now sons and daughters of God. Not way off in the future. We won't sometime in the future sit in heavenly places. We are now seated in heavenly places right now. And now we are sons and daughters of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be in the end, but we know we'll see him. For we have a body like his. We see him as he is. We are now sons and daughters of God. And the covenant is made to Abraham and to his seed after him. Now notice, now God didn't tell Abraham, if you'll do this or if you'll do that. He says, I have. So the whole covenant is grace and altogether no works about it at all. He continues to say, he says, you say that's awful Calvinistic. Swing to it, Brother Branham. That's right. It does. And Calvinism is all right as long as it stays true to the Bible. But when it gets off on the wrong limb, then it's no good. Arminianism, holiness, is correct as long as it stays in Bible holiness. Not your holiness, but his holiness. See, here's the thing. Then it's not my holiness. See, I'm not depending on my holiness. I have none. I'm not. But I'm wholly trusting in his holiness. See, he's the one who did it. Not my works, but his finished works. That I rest assured that I received into the beloved. And when the beloved was received by God, God received me in Christ. And that settles it. See, No negatives, no ifs, ands. It's a finished work. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, our identity is totally, totally in Christ. Because our identity is totally in Christ, and I'm just going to wind up here. The problem wasn't not that I didn't have enough things to say. There's just too much to say. Amen? But now here's the thing. Our identity, please, if you'll just bear with me. And look to the Lord right now. Look to see who your identity is. See, Christ is the one who went before us. He is the captain of our faith. He was that perfect one. He was that perfect sacrifice. And that is what stands before the Father tonight. And we identify ourselves wholly with that sacrifice. All that He is, we are by His grace. He took all of our sins upon Him that we could take on His righteousness. What is that? That's grace. Amen. And it's something that we need to wholly recognize fully once and for all, and to not turn our gaze away from Him. He is our propitiation. He is the one who stands between us and God. Amen? So it's not our holiness, not our hanging on. It's His holiness. Our gaze is steady on Him, not on ourselves. If we're looking at ourselves, either for your accomplishments or for something praiseworthy or your defeats, you're looking at the wrong thing. If you're trying to find good in yourself, I can save you a lot of trouble and let you know there's nothing good in you. There's nothing good in me. Amen? It's all in Christ. He is our total identification, and Christ has poured Himself in us. Amen? And if we confessed our sins and received His mercy and propitiation, we've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that means He indwells us. And the thing also means truly, and this is what I pray with all my heart, He wants to use us. Amen? He wants to use us. How? That's His choosing. Absolutely His choosing. To what end? That also is His choosing. Amen? Amen. Philippians 2:13 says, "It is a good, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." See, it's all His choosing. I'm just going to just say this in closing. He said, you see, the new birth is Christ, is a revelation. God has revealed to you this great mystery, and that's a new birth. And what are you going to do when you get all that group together? Where is the revelation perfect in harmony, and God is expressing it? Through His words, by the same actions and the same things He did, making the Word manifest. Amen? Oh, if the church only knew its position. It will one day. Then the rapture will go when it knows what it is. Amen. It's Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Let's bow our heads, if we would. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that You help us all, Lord, leap above the tarmac, as it were, and to really walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, flying in the heavenlies, as it were, Lord. For You've ordained us. This is the eagle age. We're meant to fly in the heavenlies. Father, we know with all of our heart that Your word is true, and that You are gathering a people together to reflect Yourself perfectly, Lord, in this day, Father. We don't necessarily know exactly what the future holds, but it doesn't matter, Lord, because we know who holds the future. Father, I pray that You help us. I pray that You keep our eyes elevated. I pray that our eyes are fixed on Thee, Lord, even as Stephen was when he was being stoned to death. He wasn't going by how he was being hurt and pummeled and so forth. His eyes were looking up, and he was seeing on You who was sitting at the right hand. He said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." He could say that, Lord, because of that reality, looking into that heavenly vision. That dimension was more real than that one that he was getting pummeled in. Lord, I believe with all my heart there's many of us tonight are going to know that in reality and in truth, that regardless of what goes on around us, that that heavenly dimension is more real. We're going to see how it's more real than this dimension that we find ourselves in now. And there's nothing lacking there, Lord. Help us, Father God. Please move away every sin, every doubt, everything, Lord, that is hindering us, Father, and help us to walk and to realize truly who we are and our position in You. Grant it, Lord. Father, help each one, Lord. Bless each one. We commit it now in the service in Your hands. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 I was wondering if... had a song. You can hold to God's unchanging hand. That is 160.
Not of earth, I'm looking.
dismiss us tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Gregory. Very much enjoyed that. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes, let's commit ourselves to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you're in control of every little detail. And you know what it takes for each one of us to move into that position, Lord, where we rely on you, where we walk in holiness, where we are perfect, Lord. But not in our own perfection and not in our own holiness, but Lord, by giving our lives over to the one who died for us and who lived in us, that we can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Lord, and take our position. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of Brother Greg tonight. We ask that you bless him with a double blessing, Lord, and just thank you so much for him. We ask, Lord, that the words of truth that he spoke, your words, Lord, that you spoke to our hearts, we'd be able to live those words in our lives, Lord, and whatever it takes to take one step closer to you, Lord, whether we're just wiggling a toe closer or moving a foot or actually stepping with our legs, Lord, may we strive with all of our efforts just to get that one step closer to you and to walk in the strength that you give us. Pray, Lord, for the safety of all those traveling tonight, going back home. Pray, Lord, a blessing on all those who heard the word. We ask you to be with us till we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How's that song? God be with you till we meet again. Let's find it here. God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel guide, uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet. Again, 2-2-1. God be with you till we meet again. Neath his wings securely hide you. Daily manna still provide you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet again.
Now the verse for now.
While God be with you till we meet again. When life's perils thick and found you, he puts his arms unfailing round you. Oh God, be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at
at Jesus' feet. God be with you till we meet again. Oh, God be with you till we meet again. Keep love's banner floating o'er you. Smite death's threatening waves before you. Be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet. Till we meet again.
God bless you all.